Welcome everybody, share number 1560. We'll learn it today, Lila Nishmas Moshe, Dave, Bemer Baron, Tisa, Lila Nishmas, Blima Basra Moshe, Lerfu Shlem, Rafal Moshe, Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we started working on the, we went through the introduction, of course, the various different categories of Muksa. We started out, because the Shulchan Aruch does, working on the category of Muksa, Machmas, Chasar, and Kis, which is actually the first category that we're working on. And like I said, because of the fact that the Shulchan Aruch starts out with that category in Shin Ches, all the way in the beginning of Muksa, so I might as well start with that. So, just real quickly again, what is Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis? It's basically an item Shal Lasses by Tashmash Acher says the Sefer Eitzra Alochas. And we started reading from the Sefer Eitzra Alochas, an item where a person is marked, but they don't want it to get ruined or whatever the case is. Nobody should touch it and mess around with it because it's a very valuable item for various different reasons, which we'll see. And they don't want anybody else, using it for any other different purpose. Okay, so the example is that we get, the first one we gave is an example from the Shulchan Aruch, as Sefer Yisrael Halachas brings, of course, that Sakin Shal Shchita, Oy Shal Mila, a Moyel has his knife, or a Sheikhet has his knife, those are, the knives have to be kept a certain way, sharpness and everything, so on. So they're makbid that somebody else, like if I, you know, I come and I take, I take the Sheikhet's knife, right? Let's say, and I want to use it during the week. I want to use the Sheikhet's knife to cut my cucumbers, you know. Well, you want to use the Moyle's knife to cut something else, whatever the case is. And he'll get very upset because of the fact, you know, you're really messing it up. You're taking away the sharpness. You're going to ruin it, whatever. I'm going to use it to cut this, cut that. So that is just a very, very important example that is used for their livelihoods. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, actually, when we talk about Chasar and Kis, he says, Ratzalimer in Beis, Sifkat and Beis. So first he starts out with Sifkat and Aleph. Ratzalimer, I feel a kol shem lachta le'is, and nita la'kol panim le'tzarech gufay amakayim. Okay, we're going to see how that works, but in Beis, he says, that's a separate issue. But now getting back to the Chasar and Kis, Ratzalimer, shemachmas chashash hefsid, there's a chashash of hefsid in my karud, on Chasar and Kis, on the muksa machmas Chasar and Kis, who makbid alem shalele taltalam maksa uysa midaita. So what happens over here, a person is maksa uysa midaita. So since the person is makbid, that it shouldn't get ruined and that it shouldn't be used for anything else, so their maksa, so they remove from their mind from this item, right? So this item is sort of like set aside. Basically, that's what we talk when we talk about muksa. It's basically set aside. It's taken out of their mind. Finished. It's going to stay in its place, and therefore it falls. And this, for those reasons which we said, it would fall into the halachas, the category of chasar and kis in this situation. Okay, so the ma'aseh is set aside. The muksa part means basically set aside. This reason, in other words, it sets the person sets it aside from their mind, and therefore it falls into this category. Okay, so the next. Just to give one more quick example, and then we'll move on next year, Bezras Hashem. Another example brought down the Machaber, actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, all in Sif Aleph. There's all, by the way, in Sif Aleph, in Simin Shin Ches, V'sakin Shal Soifrim, Yisef, V'sakin Shal Soifrim, Shem V'saknim Bo HaKol Moisim. So basically, this is, it's the knife that the scribes use to make pens. That the mamish, they're making pens. Again, it's something that's used for a person's parnasa, and they're very machbit about it that it shouldn't get ruined, right? V'hu adin says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel, V'hu adin shar devarim shemachbit aleim. So these are just some examples, and tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel, V'hu adin shar devarim shemachbit aleim shalei lishtamish behem tashmish acher. The same thing would apply basically with all other utensils whereby one is makbid, that somebody shouldn't use it for a different thing. Again, if I go and take this knife that the scribe uses, right, to fix his pens or whatever the case might be, or to make the pens, so the mice, I'll go and use it again, and I'll use it to cut my cucumbers. So these are all different things whereby I'll use it for a different thing, and this person is mocked with, why using it for that? Your mom, you're going to ruin it. Use it to cut cucumbers. You're going to mess it up. You're going to ruin it. So again, shalei l'shtamish ben tashmish acher. So this item that we're talking about that falls under the halachas, the category of machmas, chasar and kiss, right? Moksa machmas chasar and kiss. That's basically the bottom line. Tells us the mishabura that the person is careful, is very particular. Alem shalei l'shtamish ben tashmir shachar, that it should not be used for a different thing. Why? So what's wrong if I use it for something else, or somebody else uses it for a different purpose than its purpose itself? That it shouldn't get ruined. Okay, so we'll stop over here and then continue next year. But again, we're starting to round out and see what chasar and kiss, muksa machbas chasar and kiss is all about. And of course, as we go down the line, we'll try to get into various different examples of what falls into muksa machbas chasar and kiss. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.